bring you breaking news with our daily news report on 107.7 The Bronx. Here's your world in 2 minutes, curated by our specialized team of broadcast journalists. Let's hear what they have to say in our daily news special, The Bronx News Flash.
This is The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx. 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award winner and a 2024 nominee for Best College Radio Station. I'm Katie DiGiuseppe. According to the former President Donald Trump's lawyers, there is no insurance company that will cover the massive judgment against him in the New York Attorney General's civil fraud case. The bond is due by the end of March, and so far Trump's attorneys say that he has approached 30 underwriters. Trump's lawyers wrote that the amount of the judgment along with interest exceeds $664 million. According to Trump's lawyers, potential underwriters are seeking to cash back the bond, and the lawyers have asked the court to delay posting the bond until the end of his appeal case. Just last month, Trump was ordered to pay $355 million in a civil fraud case by New York Judge Arthur Engoron after he wrote his 93-page decision. The ruling is being appealed by the former president. Trump posted a bond of about $100 million in early March as a part of his appeal in the E. Jean Carl case. The man who underwrote Trump's almost $100 million bond could not accept real estate to secure the civil fraud bond. Here is what a CNN correspondent had to say that could be next in Trump's case.
So now it is before the appeals court. There's been briefing on this. It's up to this New York State appeals court to decide whether to allow Trump to move forward with the appeal and stop the attorney general's office from seizing properties to give them this time to have the court case play out. If the court says that Trump does not get this stay, Trump's side is asking them to allow them to put their ruling on hold so they can appeal to the highest appeals court in New York State.
Audio provided by CNN. A man who was accused of shooting his family members in Pennsylvania, including a 13-year-old girl, was charged with 7 different criminal offenses before he fled to New Jersey over the weekend. 26-year-old Andre Gordon is being accused of carjacking a driver in Trenton to get to Levittown, Pennsylvania, where he is suspected of killing victims, according to the mayor of Trenton in an interview. Just after 5 p.m., he was spotted at the back entrance of a hospital and taken into custody. The incident in Pennsylvania began shortly after 9 a.m. when officers were dispatched to a home in Levittown following a report of a shooting. Gordon drove the stolen vehicle from Trenton, forced his way into the home where he killed his 52-year-old stepmother, Karen Gordon, and his 13-year-old sister, Kira Gordon, according to the district attorney in Bucks County. 3 other people were said to have been inside the house. After killing the 2 women, he killed the mother of his 2 children, 25-year-old Taylor Daniel, at another house in Levittown. 4 other people were inside the home. One of them was injured and is recovering at a hospital. Gordon is being said to have been armed with an AR-15 style rifle that he used to carjack a 44-year-old man who was not injured at gunpoint in a parking lot later that morning. After fleeing in a 2016 gray Honda CRV with a Pennsylvania license plate, the district attorney's officer received information that Gordon had barricaded himself inside a home in Trenton with hostages. Gordon was said to have been homeless with connections in Trenton and had a semi-automatic rifle but could possibly have more weapons. It's been days after a snowstorm hit Colorado and people are still digging out if they can. Residents in the area say they are normally prepared for this type of weather, but this much snow is unusual. Houses are still buried in snow and not all roads have been plowed yet, but when they do get plowed, they create berms in front of driveways, according to one local. There is no plow trucks in the area because of the snow being too heavy, according to the county. Staff are working overtime to clear roads, but they are only able to handle about half of the 82 routes covered across the county. The crews and county officials are hopeful to have the roads clear by the end of the week, but if that does not happen, residents may have to wait for the snow to melt. The National Weather Service snow total from the storm was 3.5 feet of snow. Here is what one of the locals had to say about the snowstorm.
A storm this size doesn't happen very often. I think it's been at least 15 years since we've had this much snow. They're not getting out without help. I don't think emergency personnel could get anywhere near these houses. If they got up to the road, they're not getting into anybody's property, like an ambulance or a fire truck. Nobody's going to get close. I don't know who's going to help them, but I don't know if the county can come by with some kind of machinery and get people out.
Audio provided by CBS. That's all for this episode of The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx, the number 7 ranked best college radio station in the nation by the Princeton Review. Live from Rider University, I'm Katie DiGiuseppe.
Thanks for tuning in to The Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx, your daily update for on-campus, local, national, and international news. Want to stay up to date? Check out The Bronx News Flash on demand on all your favorite podcasting platforms or 107.7thebronx.com/newsflash. Now back to the biggest hits and best variety on 107.7 The Bronx.